Simon Pegg is the man who can do no wrong. And with Friends stars David Schwimmer directing and a supporting cast of Tandy Newton, Dylan Moran and Hank Azaria, this was never going to disappoint. Earlier this week, I caught up with the stars to get their feelings on this great film. Keep on running. Well, delighted to say I'm joined now by the star of the film, and he truly is a star, Simon Pegg. Good to meet you, Simon.
Thank you, Jamie. Nice to meet you too.
I've got to ask you, what is your secret? It's another cracking comedy.
I don't know if I've got a secret. Maybe I've been lucky, I guess. I think with this one, you know, when I read the script the first time, it was very much a drawer. It seemed to me like a very funny script, and then to get the chance to work on it a little bit and adapt it for the UK was a challenge as well. So you do what you think's right.
We've been very lucky with it then so far. I mean, it's been great success.
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's hopefully it will continue to be so, you know.
So I've got to ask you, David Schwimmer, first time as a director, what was he like?
He was great. He directed episodes of Friends before. He came at it as an adept and professional director. You know, he knows his stuff. He knows about, you know, what lenses are needed when and you know, what scenes require what shots. And also he had the added sort of advantage of being an actor as well. So he understood our predicament in front of the camera. So he was able to come up and empathize with us and, you know, get the best out of us. So he was a really great director. I was impressed by him genuinely on a daily basis.
This was the first real challenge for me as a feature director in terms of over 50 locations all over the city and a very modest budget. But working with great, great actors. So,
how on earth did you manage to capture British humour so well?
Thank you, first of all, if that's true. I hope we did. A lot of it had to do with Simon and his rewrite of what was first an American script. He rewrote it, and, you know, the first trick, I think, is casting an all-English cast. That helps because they're all funny and they all have their own kind of English sensibility, obviously. I in terms of the look of the film, I had a really strong vision in my head for what I wanted to see in this film, which was different, I think, from other films I've seen, other comedies I've seen come out of London. And that, in particular, I wanted it to kind of reflect what my experience of being a guest here has been over the years. And that's why I intentionally cast the movie to be much more diverse ethnically, because it's more reflective of what my experience of London is. It's much more ethnically diverse.
This film is all about what you would do for love, in essence.
Yeah.
What would you do for love?
I mean, if I had to, I'd run a marathon. And I'm no long-distance runner, I'll tell you that much. But, put to the test, I think all of us would do what it took to for love.
Have you ever done anything out of the ordinary?
Yeah, but I'm not going to share it with you.
Is there anything that you've ever done for love?
Agreed to it. I haven't ever had to, no. Had a baby?
Oh, no, yeah.
Two babies.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that's particularly that difficult, but...
No, I suppose not.
I would triple salco for the one I love if it was demanded of me.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Do you know, you're the first person to have said that. I was expecting everyone to say it today, and you're the first one.
I've been asked that question. Not to cast aspersions on your interviewing, but I have been asked that a couple of times today, and I can't think of anything I've ever done that's massively dramatic in the name of love. Well, I can, I guess. But then they're all very personal stories that, you know, I couldn't possibly share.
I climbed a drain pipe.
That's good. That's big. That you could have hurt yourself.
I did. I fell off the roof.
Well, there you go. Was it worth it?
Well, I was pushed, so...
By the woman you were trying to impress.
obviously, it's a lot of running involved in this as well. Did you have to train for it?
Well, I was already kind of in shape because of Hot Fuzz. I'd already reached a point where my stamina was really up, so I didn't really have to do any training. If anything, they wanted me to put on weight, and but I didn't really have time, so I had to wear this little kind of chubby suit underneath my clothes. But no, the running was fine, and also it's all split up into little bits. You know, you run 100 meters every now and again. You know, it's not like I didn't ever run 26 miles.
Do you fancy doing it?
I don't know. I think it's a hell of a challenge. I don't know if I want to put myself through that amount of pain. I think it's a weird thing to do in a way.
It's not good.
No, have you done it?
Yeah.
Have you really?
I would have more chance of propulsing myself backwards through a marathon by coughing than I would have of running it in the forward.
So you're not thinking you're ever going to run any marathons then?
No, I don't want to.
So no one up for doing any real running then? Although I must say, at the premiere that night, Dylan Moran did offer to heavily sponsor Simon to run one this year. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that. Now, the whole film is pretty much a joke fest, which of course is what you'd expect from a Simon Pegg film, but it wasn't something I'd ever seen Tandy do before.
Crash, hanging upside down in a car, wasn't funny. What's wrong with you?
Well, I was laughing for a little part of it.
Pursuit of happiness, walking out on my 5-year-old kid, not funny. What's wrong with you?
You're very good at comedy as well.
Oh, I know. I took a conscious decision. I just thought I just need to lighten up and take a break for a minute. Although, comedy is incredibly difficult. I didn't find it hard because I was playing the straight person. But these guys, like Dylan and Simon, they have to be able to act utterly convincingly and subtle, you know, proper good acting. And on top of it, try and second guess what the audience is going to find funny and do that. That is really hard.
You imagine that on a film like this, there were lots of practical jokes. Was there anything that you noticed?
I did all the practical jokes. No one else did them to me. And I just don't know. I'm not a good person to practical joke on because I always notice things. Whereas Simon is oblivious. I covered his toilet with cellophane. Didn't notice that. I made a Mars bar poo, left it in his loo, and got an old pair of Y fronts with Marmite in the bottom. Left that on the floor for someone to find. Didn't figure that out. I sewed up the cuffs of his sweater and the collar of his T-shirt. He didn't see that coming.
Me and Newton didn't get on. That was one of the major problems with the film, was that working with Tandy was a bit of a nightmare. She's an odious diva and won't stop eating. But then, you know, that's just her. That's her demon and her journey. So
she was telling me about the cling film on the toilet seat and the Marmite in the pants.
She's just, I don't know, the whole film, it was just like a kind of assault on me. She just, on a daily basis, she would come in and just put hair down my toilet or fake vomit in my trailer or she'd sew up the arms of my jumper. It was tiresome.
Have you had anything today?
Yeah, she filled all my water with vodka today. When I you know, at the beginning of the junket, you have like a couple of bottles of water next to you just to sip as you're, because you have to talk a lot. And I took a sip and it was neat vodka.
And you're complaining?
I did have to make the decision whether or not I was going to drink it or not, and I spat it out. But I knew immediately it was her. She's great. You know, it's funny with her because she was the one you'd probably least expect to be as silly as she is, because she comes from a very serious background as an actress. But she's, you know, she was the reason for waking up some mornings. You know, she's brilliant. I love her to pieces.
But he did say, Newton, you've won.
So Tandy was the joker, eh? Well, who'd have thought it? Well, with the reviews for this film doing so well, and Simon having starred in the last Mission Impossible film, it does look like his stock is really rising. And I asked the guys if they thought he'd now be seen in the same vein as another of our great British exports.
Oh, I think he's so different to Hugh Grant. I would never have called Hugh Grant a comedian. He was just like he's a comic actor. Simon's a comedian. And I think it's also that it's the slapstick nature of it as well. Hugh Grant's more of a leading man. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see how Simon carves out a niche for himself, but it's definitely unique.
I don't see him as the next anything. I mean, he's really unique.
The new Freddie Starr.
He's unlike any actor I can compare him to, but he's got this wonderful ease about him that he's kind of actor that makes other actors crazy, because he makes it look so easy when he's, you know, he's just terrific talent.
Yeah, I've never seen him do tenderness before, but in this film he's actually really tender with the young boy.
Yeah.
I mean, was that something that you actively encouraged out of him?
Yeah, it was something that we talked a lot about in the rewrite of the script as well. I wanted to pull out of him and out of the writing as much of that kind of emotion and heart, and the key to it was the relationship with the son, because, you know, this is a guy who leaves his pregnant bride at the altar, and I think the only way an audience was going to forgive him and root for him is if you saw that he was a great father and how much love he had with his son and for his son. So it was really important to me to bring that out as much as possible. And, you know, as I say, Simon's such a good actor that he was able to navigate all that kind of emotional terrain as well.
I guess so. I suppose there's... I've only ever had romantic scenes with Nick Frost before, so this was a challenge. It is very much a romantic comedy, and it kind of does call for some slightly more, shall we say, emotional moments.
It's so heartwarming, really. I mean, I know feel good is such an overused term, but it really is a feel good film. I think it redefines it for me anyway. It's like I'm remembering what it actually means, and the comedy in it is genius. There are things in this film that will just go down in comic history.
So, you're going to be my coach?
That's right.
Why are you here?
I'm the assistant coach.
Why did you get to be assistant coach?
Because I have this petula. Ow!
Go on, get running.
Wait, isn't there some sort of special technique?
Yeah, you put one leg in front of the other over and over again really fast.
Why are you here again?
Ow! Motivation.
Keep on running.